But if you make it up, we don't believe it.
What is the offside rule?
Is what?
The offside rule.
The offside rule, nobody understands it at all. I mean, I used to play for Sports View Television with Jimmy Greaves and people like that when I was in Z Cars in the 1960s, charity football matches. And I used to play for Tottenham 1 week and Arsenal the next week, centre forward for the charity games on a Sunday. And I was centre forward, I used to score about 8 goals, and I always stood about 2 yards offside. And they put the ball through and the referee never whistled. And I was able to score the goals. And the goalkeeper would dive in the wrong direction. And then I once made a tremendous shot, because I could play football. I made a tremendous shot. And Ray Clements was the goalkeeper, for the other side. And he made this tremendous save. It was curling past him. I really put all I got into it. And I went, what the hell are you doing? He said, I'm sorry, Brian. I couldn't resist it. But the next time the ball came over, I hit it and he dived the wrong way, which is good. But I couldn't believe he saved it. What's he doing? My best shot. You've turned it round the post. I'm Fancy Smith in Zedcars. They've all come to see me score goals, you know. It's wonderful. And if we're playing one game. I was playing, as I said, for Sports Parade, which is half the Tottenham side. And, but we had Bernard Breslau in our side at centre-half, who thought he could play. And, of course, I dribbled and was selfish and got my normal goals. Anyway, it was half-time. We were playing someone like Arsenal. And we're 2-1 down. And Bernard Breslau says, you're selfish, you never pass the ball. Here I am, I'm holding up the West centre-forward, I'm holding him up, and I'm stopping him from scoring, and you never pass the ball, and we're losing 2-1. I said, you're doing what? I mean, you're stopping the Welsh centre-forward. I mean, it's Jones, what are you talking about? And we came out and Jones heard this. And, of course, he scored 4 goals in as many bloody minutes. I remember Terry Venables and all that, and the England captain went over to him and said, stop that! And of course, he didn't know me, he was so angry. I said to Bernard Breslau, you stopped him, my arse. And so, of course, that means I've got to score 7 goals now. And they said, of course I did, and we won the match. It was lovely. But I was always offside. Nobody understands the offside rule. And then they're all square and all this and all that. Oh, it seems cheating. Let people score from any position they want to be in. Just stop them scoring if you want to stop them. If they want to stand on the bloody goal line, let them stop on the bloody goal line. If they want to, it can make them weak. If they're going to get that far, I said, but let them go where the hell they want. They get bored with it. The offside rule, don't you? Oh, offside, yes, well, he was level. No, it was lucky. That was a bad decision. It bores the arse off me.